Hi, Eric, it's David Wilson from Rockzone.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm really good. It's a lovely sunny Sunday morning where I am, so it's rather pleasant.
Oh, great.
So, you're over in Sweden right now, yes?
Yeah.
Ah, whereabouts?
I'm outside of Stockholm. I'm actually out in the, kind of, at my mother-in-law's house. It's out in the countryside, so it's... That's why you have to call this landline number.
Oh, that's fine.
Even no mobile connection here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing. The phone doesn't ring all the time.
So is that what you're doing right now? You're having a rest, or are you working?
Yeah, I'm having a rest now. I'm leaving for Spain tomorrow. I'm going there for a week to write songs for them.
For Eclipse or for...
No, we're actually going to write pop music.
Pop music?
Yeah.
Oh!
It happens from time to time.
One of the questions that I'm interested in is what are your influences, Eric, and what are the sort of the general influences of Eclipse?
I'd say my influences are classic hard rock.
Right.
I grew up listening to Mötley Crüe, Wasp, Whitesnake, all the classic hard rock bands. Mostly hard rock, not so much melodic rock.
Right.
Hard rock. I have a three-year-older brother. He heavy metal on his friends as well.
Right.
So that's what I grew up listening.
Because that's interesting, because, I mean, the Bleed and Scream record, which I think is absolutely fantastic, is definitely, to me, the sort of more melodic end of rock.
Yeah.
I'd sort of look at it and say, well, you know, hard rock, classic rock, melodic rock, the stuff that I like, and I think the stuff that most people tend to like, is the stuff that makes you smile.
Yeah.
The stuff that makes you think, it makes you feel good. And what struck me from Bleed and Scream is that you guys seem to sound like you're enjoying yourselves.
We absolutely do. We love it. We love playing this music. And that's really one of the thoughts behind it, because we want to make the music that we love to listen to ourselves. You know, not like next week when I'm going to write pop music. I write that because, you know, that is really like a work.
I was going to say, it pays for the house, it pays for things, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up watching and listening to pop music as a very small child. And the thing that got me into rock were bands like The Sweet.
Yeah, you know, and the writers behind The Sweet, you know, they were pop writers and rock writers. It kind of, that kind of music, when it's so driven by melodies and chord changes, that kind of tends to survive, outlive all the other, other stuff. You know, trends come and go and what kind of music, but good songs, they always survive. And, you know, if you listen to a song from the 50s or... You know, even older. Or,
yes.
Yeah. It's the melodies that keeps them alive, and they are still as vital today as they were when they made them.
Absolutely.
And so for me, it's just music. Everything is just music. People kind of tend to really focus on what genre and what they can listen to or what they can't listen to. I think it's, you know, they're music, and they're good music and bad music.
It's almost like talking to myself. I have that conversation with people all the time. There are really only two types of music, good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're making music, you've got to have a broad selection of what you're influenced from. You know, otherwise, you will end up with you know, the inspiration is going to end up pretty quick. If you don't, you can't take the inspiration from the same place all the time, then you're going to end up like, you know, it's going to be the Ingvar Malmsteen style, you know.
Yeah.
Same album all over.
For you, what's the best thing about being in Eclipse?
Being able to do the music a lot. The music is, you know, that is 100% the reason we're doing this. You know, we're absolutely not doing it for fame or glory, because, you know, very much fame or glory playing melodic rock, but
no.
You know, it's a lot of rewarding times as well, of course. You know, people love what you do, but
yeah.
So, but I think for me, the music is the most important, you know, not everything around being a rock band. That is not one. That are not the reasons for making music.
No. So, what first made you want to be in a rock band then? Because you could have just sat at home and written songs.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're gonna play together, you need a band. Of course, it's fun to play. I love playing live. I think it's really fun, and even being a rehearsing room is fun, and writing, you know, everything. I think I love everything about it.
That's the sort of thing that gets me interested in band. With your record, I got it from the first bar of the first track.
That's cool.
It was, I want the rest of this album, I want to hear the rest of it now. And it's one of those records. Great. So you've got a great record there, Eric.
Yeah, you know, we're really picky about the song. I've been saying this in a lot of interviews, but we really wanted to. If there was one song that concerned one or the other in the band, you know, especially me and Magnus wrote everything, but if we had, I'm not really fond of this, so it's something about it I don't really like, then we have threw it, either we tried to fix it or we threw it away and started all over again with a new one instead of trying to work on stuff that we really didn't like. Because, you know, why wait doing a masterpiece? You know,
just throw
everything that's not good away. If you don't like the song, you threw it away and keep the quality throughout the whole album. So when we tried to decide which album should be the single, or what the song should be the single, we had no idea which one to choose. And so it happened with Lead and Scream. Yeah, but it was not an easy decision for us. It could have taken anyone except. So it happens all the time when you buy an album. Like the first song, the single, yeah, this is great. And the rest of the album is kind of closer.
And I think what you guys have managed there, you've got a record that sort of every track for me has just gone, oh yes, I love it.